This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strikes its ugly head again, this time in Nice on Bastille Day to Americans, part of the death toll, 80 so far, 100 people injured as a truck plowed through a giant crowd in Nice. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. President Hollande says France's state of emergency will be extended by 3 months after this latest attack. Remember Charlie Hebdo, this is the biggest attack since then, naturally. There's been a lot of reaction to what happened. A sea of ambulances filling the street, trying desperately not to hit the dead people, frankly, in the road as they were covered in blue tarps. 80, the toll, Bastille Day. Crowds were excited, happy. A large truck rips through the celebration. Ultimately, that driver was shot. They're still trying to identify him and trying to identify the motives. They did find scores and scores of guns, explosives, and grenades in the truck. Fanatics ripping open wide the French, and a giant target. Hollande absolutely said this is a terror attack. I'll say it again, nobody has claimed responsibility for what happened here. You have to think of the victims, the families, and how awful this is. And imagine the Americans who were killed having to make that phone call. When people go to France, they go there because they're in awe of the history, the relaxation, the lore of so much that draws you there. Not to be plowed into by some nut on the loose. And apparently the driver was a Nice resident, killing his own. Lots of people in the street. Believe it or not, it probably could have been even worse, if I can say that. It was just terrible. This big moving truck was driving, as it was described by witnesses, on the promenade, barreled over people and hitting and running people off of the road. The truck was going about 25 miles an hour. Wow. Just an awful thing to see. Terrible. And you can see the wreckage all along the street when you look at it. Bodies, bicycles, lamps, debris. Just debris. Innocent, normal people there on the beach watching what was happening. Who knew that was going to be their last day? So you have an idea, in case you don't know. Nice is about 580 miles away from Paris. Wow. Flags are at half mast. A lot of heavy hearts for what we were seeing the French go through. Intense security and a horrible, horrible thing that just a truck and a crowd of people is a dangerous element. And exactly what was planned, it sounds like there might have been more planned, as that truck had the items I mentioned. So instead of being in a country where they drink wine and celebrate an important day that's similar to our 4th of July, let's say, instead, that rips apart families and, you get the picture. I don't have to describe it anymore for you. You understand. couple of other things pinging on the radar, things as I call them, including Donald Trump and who that VP is going to be. Any guesses? 855-266-5283. Grim, what do you think? Who's going to be the VP?
Between the Grecian formula guy, the Keebler elf, or Krispy Kreme, I don't know.
Good way to put it.
Well, that's why they've been labeling them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I heard from a variety of talk shows on TV, you know. I think Colbert tried to draw him up like the Keebler.
Oh, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, I can't remember who labeled Hennick as the Grecian formula guy. And, well, I just can't remember. I heard a good one, though, on an old Johnny Carson where he had on Chevy Chase when he did the original National Lampoon's Vacation. Good one-liner joke about New Jersey girls.
What's that? How does that go?
Well, according to the way it went, is Johnny Carson said that what's the difference or similarities between FedEx and New Jersey girls? He said, well, first off, it's only $14.95 and it's a guaranteed overnight delivery, and the other just delivers packages.
That's good. I like that. That's terrible, but good.
Well, you know, it had the New Jersey girl there, but I thought,
yeah,
you know.
I get it. It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to let you hear that one. Cause
yeah, it's good.
That's at least a good 30 years old.
Oh, that's wild, 30-year-old joke like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, it's just sad the way everything else is going. I'm trying not to listen to it.
I know. It is awful.
I can tell in your voice for the last 10 minutes, it's like, oh, you...
Yeah, here we go again. The same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
yeah.
awful. It's terrible. And two Americans were killed. We don't think there's any others, but there might be injuries, and I don't know that for sure. But it's looking that way. This is a terrible, terrible thing. It's a celebration. It's a beautiful country. It's on a lot of people's lists. A lot of Americans go there. They get deals. They find ways to save their pennies. And then they get over there. And this is just awful.
I want to give a shout out to, it was good to hear from Izzy, too.
Yes. And I hope she's doing better. She wouldn't tell us what was wrong, but it was obviously serious.
Yeah. I went to, you know, there's certain... In Psalms, there are certain prayers, you know, and I went to a healing prayer and said it to her. I can't remember which one it is, but, you know, I prayed for her. And,
nice.
It was,
mm-hmm,
it was good
me
to
too.
Hear from Jack.
Yes, on the same night, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, love hearing from those people.
Good people.
Oh, yeah. And it's sad they have to hear what's going on or you know, it's just sad too.
It's just sad. Somebody told me today they didn't know anything that was happening. They asked me what happened with the cops in Dallas and said, you know what, I got rid of my television on 9/11 because I couldn't watch all the panic and awful chaos and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Every day after day after day, seeing the buildings, the World Trade Centers come down, I couldn't do it anymore. And you know what, Grim, that's the way a lot of people feel, that they just want to hide themselves away from reality because they don't want to deal with what's just so god-awful happening in a lot of places. All right, we're going to lighten the load coming up on the flip side. We're taking to the movies. Oh, yeah, there's some big ones out this weekend.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A couple of good movies that would be on my list. I can't help it. I was a kid when the first Ghostbusters came out, and that was Bill Murray. And who, this is quick. This is a great trivia question. Do you remember who the cast was? Although, come on, it'd be so easy to look up the original cast of Ghostbusters. But even my nephew, who just turned, 15. Shockingly, he can tell you everybody in Ghostbusters. He watches it with his father all the time. Sigourney Weaver, Annie Potts, Rick Moranis, Ernie Hudson, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, of course, the big stars in that. It was just a very funny movie. And you know, you have to go back to 1984. 1984, that's when that movie came out. All right, this time it's the chicks as the main characters. Here's the new version of Ghostbusters.
Operation. It's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help.
Holtzman, you're a brilliant engineer.
Aaron, no one's better at quantum physics than you. We can provide a real service.
Come join the club. You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York. And I can borrow a car from my uncle.
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was going to be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh. Did you want to?
Sorry. I'll let you.
Next time.
Okay. Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Holtzman, come on.
The hat is too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
There's a bigger picture at hand here. These ghosts can possess the human form.
The devil is a liar! Get out of my screen! Go!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark!
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
Ghostbusters! Who are you gonna call? So, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and the rest of the cast includes some pretty big names, too. I don't know, this movie could, because of wanting to go back in history, although it's very different from 1984, could, I think, for all a crowd, Ed Begley Jr. is in this. Also, Leslie Jones is in this movie. She's on Saturday Night Live. Bill Murray, apparently, has a little cameo dealio in this. Chris Hemsworth has a major role in it. But anyway, it's fighting ghosts in New York City. It's basically the same deal as before. The Infiltrator looks like a pretty interesting movie to me. I know if I don't go see it on the big screen, I probably will stream it eventually on Netflix or some other service. Here's a little snippet of The Infiltrator.
Did it go okay?
Oh, yeah. Piece of cake.
Is your undercover Don?
He's dead, all right.
We need to send the message that drugs will not be tolerated.
Listen up. Washington wants to make the biggest bust in U.S. history. Pablo Escobar and his main distributor, Roberto Alcano.
Are you kidding me?
Responsible for 80% of the product flooding into the country.
Promise me this is the last one.
A couple of team changes. Mazur, you're with Abreu.
That dude's nuts.
I know these people. You gotta play with them. You gotta drink with them. You gotta do whatever you gotta do, man.
Meet your soon-to-be wife.
Damn, I need a fiancé.
How many undercovers has she done?
It's her first one, but she was at the top of her class.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm a big girl.
One wrong word.
Here we go.
One slip.
My friends, welcome to the United States.
In my business, nothing good ever comes in the absence of trust. Without it, there is no loyalty. And there is no loyalty, it never ends well.
This was an audition. You got the part.
Think of it, 1986, federal agent goes undercover to infiltrate the drug trafficking network of Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar. I like it. I watched that show about Pablo Escobar. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 64%. Bryan Cranston's in it. Love that actor. Good enough for me. I'm sure I'll at least stream it. Sounds pretty interesting. The last movie is called Undrafted. Check it out.
It's an American pastime. A game of skill, patience, and heart. Played by the greatest of men.
Hey, guys, does this shadow make me look like I have a huge...
You're late, Polacco.
Today's game is between the Bulldogs and the hometown D-backs.
D-backs.
What did I say?
You said D-backs.
Nobody wants to stretch for this game.
So you're going to be up there like 10 times.
Yeah.
Sorry, wait.
It's all right. I got you on the team.
Okay.
All right, guys, listen up. I got to sit someone out who doesn't want to play today. This isn't the team we beat this season. This is a whole bunch of new guys.
It's going to be like the 27 Yankees versus the Lollipop Kill.
Well, this is going to get ugly.
A little sluggish out there today.
Come on. Is that a joke? I could have hit that. Cool.
Ooh.
What is wrong with these guys?
Draft is over. He didn't get picked.
He didn't get drafted? He's the best player I've ever seen.
You thought you'd get my mind off baseball by talking to me about baseball at a baseball game?
It isn't working.
This game's meaningless.
Can't believe now I care about this game.
Listen up. We're winning the game. Hey, get up on the field.
Not a great start. Does he do this at home?
That's my boy.
You're right, you're right. You're right. That's what it is, though.
No.
So imagine this, you're not drafted. You're a baseball star in college. You don't make it to the bigs. And there's this, intramural game with friends that all of a sudden becomes magnified. This movie is 1 hour and 40 minutes. It features Chase Crawford and a slew of other young guys you might know or not know, like Philip Winchester. I think this is a streaming kind of deal, I'm just going to say. Thanks to Kyle for his help on the technicals and all of you for listening. Stay comfy. Much more coming your way. We've got a mailbag, and of course, we can count as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney once again. The mailbag is overflowing. A lot of new faces. If you're ever inclined, you're up, you're rocking with us, please feel free to call. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Remember, everybody is part of this conversation on this show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. But on that note, let's turn to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here we go. First one up is Paul. Paul's listening to us in Illinois because he says, I'm Paul from Illinois. Paul from Illinois, on his mind, is what do I think the Republican convention is going to be like? Is there going to be massive amounts of security there? Do you think somebody's going to go after Donald Trump? Who do I think the VP is going to be when he announces? And what kind of shot do I give Donald Trump for winning the election? So it's all about Trump. We've talked about this a lot on this show, Paul, and I think the one thing we know is there are no absolutes in this campaign in 2016. So Donald Trump had such great leads in the polls throughout the Republican primaries, but now you're talking about a general election, and it looks like in most of the polls, sometimes Hillary Clinton's a little bit ahead, but I really think it's a coin toss. We have to see what happens when we get deeper into August, when we have the debates. The debates are going to be really big, I believe. And I do think the VP has something to do with this. How strong is the VP? And then the vice presidential debates. It may be, and I'm always hopeful for this anyway, it may be that we have the most people that we've ever had turn out for a general election. In other words, people absentee voting, people that are going and voting on election day, and wouldn't that be terrific? You know, to me, what's always so disappointing, I have to say, is that we don't have more people that go and vote. And it's probably because, well, it's because I think it's so important, but also because I've seen what happens in countries where you really don't have a say. I mean, you think you don't have a say here? Try living in even a place like Ecuador, or certainly Cuba, or China, or North Korea. I mean, I could just name off real off countries. And we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, even though we're going through lots of growing pains. Remember, we're still a young country. And I'm optimistic, and I can't help it. I'm a glasses half full person. So to me, if you're listening to me and you think, yeah, go out and vote. Then when you go out and vote and you don't like what's happened, then you know what you do? Then you call me and you complain. Then you vent. You make that your phone call to me. You're not happy. And a lot of people aren't happy. And trust me, I'm right there with you. It's like a tsunami of nonsense half the time, really, that comes out of Washington, D.C. Tom, Kate, VP for Donald Trump. Who do you think it's going to be? Well, that's the question that Paul also asked. And I think, I don't know, I think there's a great big push for Donald Trump to go with Newt Gingrich. One, because he has lots of friends from over the years of being in politics and still connected in politics that can only be helpful to Donald Trump. And there is such a segment of the Republican Party that's just crazy about Newt Gingrich. He's gotten some TV time lately. So in the past couple of years, you've seen him a lot on the tube. He hasn't just gone into the woodwork. That means he has recognition beyond, okay, remember he was the Speaker of the House, because some people wouldn't remember. And he has a, not an aw shucks way, but he has a kind of way of bridging the gap, if you know what I mean. He has a certain likability characteristic about him. Even if there are people that can't stand Newt Gingrich, he can find a way to fall into the in-between cracks. So I really do. I think it's going to be Newt Gingrich, but I could be totally wrong, because I have no inside track on this. I've talked to people who know him. I've talked to people who have covered him for a long time, and there's no definite feel on it. There's a couple of names that are floated, and those names are correct, unless he does something that we have, you know, we'll just be totally shocked about. But I don't think so. I don't. Okay, here's one from Angel. And Angel says, Kate, I know you're a sports fan. Did you watch the ESPYs the other night? Did you see what Craig Sager had to say, the Jimmy Valvano stuff? When he was talking about cancer, I thought it was incredibly powerful. Yes, I did see it. In fact, I was kind of flipping around, and I jumped back on to that show when Sager had taken the stage and Joe Biden was there, because, of course, he lost his son to cancer. And his speech was really moving. It really was. He said, I'll never give up. He talked about that he adored his parents, that he grew up with the positive attitude, and that every day's fun and every day's a blank canvas, and he thinks that way, and he's so grateful for the unbelievable things that he's been able to do in his career, but just in life in general. And I thought the most powerful line, and if you have no idea who he is, he's a broadcaster on TNT, and he's on basketball forever. And his most powerful line, biggest takeaway for me, was time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God. It's not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life. The way you think influences the way you feel. The way you feel determines how you act. Boy, is that not true. Oh, so, I mean, he's lived the life. He has the crazy, colorful clothes that he wears, and that's what made him stand out. But that really, truly was his personality. And it was great. Again, I thought it was a terrific speech. And cancer affects so many of us, touches all our lives. Look, it's touched mine. I couldn't have been closer to my mother and you know, lost her 4 years ago, and it's a big hole in my life and my family's life. And before that, you know, I've had close aunts and other people, too young too, that were seemingly healthy, ate well, exercised. So we're not talking about, you know, there's always this, or there used to be, well, you know, are you doing this? And even Joe Jackson wrote a song called Everything Gives You Cancer. And the truth is, people get cancer that supposedly live a clean life where they're doing all the right things. So it's not about that. And he talked about having a cure, getting a cure. And one can only hope, because there's so many types of cancers that have affected so many people. And think of the children that die from those various types of cancer that they get, and it's just, you know, terrible. Here's one from Stace, who says, Katie, I listened to the show. I like it. I like the fact that you do have a full mailbag. I think people listen to the show when they can, so they may listen during the day, and I love that we're able to email you, and of course we are, because we live in that world, the internet, and sending emails is what we do. There's no doubt about that. Here's my question to you. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, who wins the election? Oh, if only I had a crystal ball that I could look in and tell you this is exactly what's going to happen. Of course, I can't do that. My thought is it's going to be super close. I mean, you know, you talk about the Electoral College, and that has a big effect on what happens. I think it's going to be so bloody close. Oh, I really do. It's too close to call right now, unless something completely changes. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it really is. It's just that close. I think it's much closer even than the last time around. So votes do matter. Votes can really matter in certain places. You know, absolutely. So there you go. I'll say it again. All right. We move on to Leslie. And Leslie says, Kate, I've heard you, but not in a long time, mention the fact that you have a dog. I wonder if your dog's still okay. And what kind of dog do you have? Yeah, it's funny you say that. The love of my life, this dog. I didn't grow up with dogs. And my husband and I got a dog. We talked about, and then we got a dog. We have a golden retriever, and his name is Mahalo. And he, Mahalo, of course, is Hawaiian, and it means thank you. And he's just the greatest. I mean, he wants love, he gives love, and he's just all about love. So he's perfect for me. He's just a big, silly, lovable, you know, dog. And It's been a real eye opener for me to have a dog, because so many of you listening, maybe some of you don't have a dog. I'm sure some of you don't, but some of you do, and you understand that, and you're probably laughing because you probably grew up with them. But since I didn't, there's like this little adjustment period, but then you get over that adjustment period, and then it's amazing, because you know what? No matter what, this dog is there. I mean, no matter what, the dog is there, which is crazy. Plus, he's been good for me. I've been talking about that I've been getting in shape, and I'm really, you know, looking good, feeling good. And some of that has to do with I take One World Way when I go to the gym. But and also I'm doing Nutrisystem, which has been amazing. I mix that with healthy food. It's basically kind of a hybrid that they do. I guess that's not the right way to describe it, but you get what I'm saying. You know, where you have vegetables and you have some of their core foods, so there's no more excuses if I'm running out the door that I haven't eaten all day, which was my big problem. It sounds so silly, but that was it. And he's been instrumental, the dog, because I walk the dog every day 2.5 miles, and it's just a nothing burger, excuse the expression, burger. It's just so fun, and boom, it's great exercise, and he just goes, because he's that big retriever dog. So thanks for that question. All right, let's take one quick last one, this one from Tim. And Tim says, Kate, I guess you're following this probably right. Did you see that Tim Russert's son left NBC News? I did. His son, Luke, had been there like 8 years, and pretty much right after college, he went into this job with NBC. And I read a little line from him where he said he needed to take a break and do some things that he wanted to do with his life. You know, his father was such a legend at NBC, and I think, I don't know, I think I saw him a couple times, and I thought he did a good job on what I saw him do, but I didn't see him a lot. Anyway, there you go. Mailbag. Hit us up, americatonight.net.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The numbers, so let's jump right to another version of We Can Count. Here's one that is very disconcerting, but I'll bring it up. Something happened at a zoo. A dog broke into a Louisiana facility, basically, and killed three monkeys. You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it was in Baton Rouge, and it was a zoo. So these three monkeys at the Louisiana Zoo were found dead. Then exactly what I said. A dog broke into it, into this zoo. And the director of marketing and developing announced that, said they're trying to determine what led up to that event. These primates are native of Africa, they say, and they have these colorful markings. The oldest monkey, this is why I brought this up, was a 29-year-old female. She died with a 22-year-old male and an 18-year-old male, so they've been around for a long time. And I guess the dogs weren't able to actually get into the exhibit. They think they were able to get close enough to grab the animals as they reached out. So they think that's what happened. They got injuries from that. So the monkeys were reaching out and the dogs went after them. And the dogs are still loose, they say, and they're trying to capture them. You know, it's what's going on with the zoo? The Baton Rouge Zoo lost two giraffes, a tiger, a lion, and a few other animals in the spring, and they're in the middle of this multi-million-dollar rebuilding campaign, that would relocate the zoo, I guess. But what's so crazy is the same zoo had another dog attack previously in 2010. It was a pack of dogs that got into the zoo and killed 17 flamingos. So there's got to be a way to lock this sucker down. I was looking at, because I was curious, I was looking at the outside of it, and I say that, but it's sort of this wide open zoo, so maybe that's just an impossibility. But wow, crazy, right? It's just, you know, crazy to think about that. All right, let's move up to this one. The Virginia School Board is taking on the bathroom issue. The transgender bathroom case is going all the way to the Supreme Court. What they say is, and I read this, there's about a dozen states, and there's your number, that have sued for the, you know, sued the federal government over its requirement that public schools allow transgender students to use restrooms conforming to their gender identity. So now here we have this Virginia school board asking the Supreme Court to block a transgender male from using the boys' restroom when he comes back to school in September. And so we'll see what the high court ultimately decides on this case, which could have really rippling effects. And you remember, the Obama administration issued a directive in May on bathroom use by transgender students, pushing schools to allow students to use the bathroom and locker room that aligns with their gender identity. We are, boy, a far cry away from having any, I think, a resolution in this whole thing. But the fact that it goes up the flagpole to the Supreme Court, you know, that's the highest court in the land. And as I said, I think it has rippling effects. All right, we've been talking about Dallas certainly all week long, and at the tail end of last week, how sad the 5 police officers shot and killed by a sniper. Thousands gathered to pay their respects, mourn, if you will, 3 Dallas officers that were killed by the gunman, because some of the services were closed and some were open. There was one of the officers, a DART officer, Brent Thompson. Hundreds of people came to the Potter House, which is a mega church that's headed by a famous pastor, T.D. Jakes, the Bishop T.D. Jakes. So there were a lot of people there, and it's his story is sad, of course, like all of their stories are, but he had just recently gotten married. He was married maybe 2 weeks ago, and so a lot of people showed up for his funeral to pay respects to him, and we're talking strangers as well, not just the ones that were open, not just people that knew him. And he was, you know, he was a transit officer. He was what they call DART, a Dallas Area Rapid Transit Officer. And every single one of them, you know, just a sad story, naturally. But I think for the widow, it was heartwarming to see that so many people were touched by, you know, what had happened to him and felt just awful and were, you know, went out to be there for her. I mean, really, to show that outpouring. We move on to another number that's brutal. I had the great fortune to live in Spain. It was so cheap to do it because, trust me, I did not come from a silver spoon family. But when I was in school, I had a chance to do that for 6 months, and it was, what an experience it was. So I didn't get to Pamplona. I went through it, but not when the Bulls were running. And every year we see it on the tube. You know what I'm talking about, the Bulls running through the streets. So 9 people were injured, but nobody was gored in the running of the Bulls this time around, in the final running of the Bulls, they say. The run produced a lot of high-tension moments. Several Bulls crashed into a pile of fallen runners when they entered the bull ring, but there was no gorings. About 1,000 people took part in the running. It lasted just under 2.5 minutes. 9 people had to go to the hospital for concussions and cuts, but none was in serious condition. The 9-day fiesta, known for its 24-hour street partying, became famous, I think, with Ernest Hemingway's novel, The Sun Also Rises, because he talked about it. And it attracts a lot of visitors. In all the runs, hundreds of daredevils dash with 6 bulls and their steer along the street course to the city's ring. The bulls then face matadors, and pretty much by the afternoon, almost certainly they're gored. They're gored to death. By the way, the people that were part of the festival that have been gored, 12 people, they say, including four Americans, were gored in the 8 runs at the festival. 6 were released from the city hospital. The rest were, I guess, are progressing okay. And I wondered this, and this is the number. How many people do you think have died since they started doing this? They started doing this in 1924. Like I said, Hemingway wrote about it. 15 people have died. That, to me, seems like a crazy low number with the amount of people that go to run through the streets and then run into that ring. So, in fact, to me, I think significantly lower than one would have thought. But there you go. Okay, let's move on to some other numbers. How about this number? The police say a woman was arrested after skipping more than 500 tolls. 500 tolls? What are you doing, 500 tolls? I'm just saying. And, of course, it's in New Jersey. And I know exactly where they're talking about. She was charged on Wednesday, allegedly, more than 500 tolls. That is a big wow, what I call your wow number. That is a huge wow number. This 55-year-old near the Holland Tunnel, which puts you into New York from Jersey, they tried to stop her. She owes more than 16 grand in unpaid tolls and fees. She didn't stop. She went through the toll again without paying. She was stopped on the other side of the plaza. She was charged with theft of services and obstruction of justice. And she's one of several people who recently have been charged with evading the Holland Tunnel's $15 toll. So did you hear what I said there? $15 toll. That's what it cost. I mean, I can't remember what it was when I was a kid. I can remember my dad, because I always thought it was so cool. I can remember going through the Holland Tunnel. But I guarantee it was no $15. But yeah, that's what it cost. $15. So no wonder why it added up to so much. $16,000 in unpaid tolls. You know, could she have not just stopped and worked it out? I'm sure they would come up with some sort of payment plan. Right? No, I'm going to go through these tolls and that's it. That's the way it is. Oh. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I'm going to squeeze in another one. Let's see. There's so many good numbers. All right. This is so sad, but I'm going to bring this up because I got to swim with the manatees. You know those big, lovable, lumpy creatures that they show you, mostly in Florida? In Melbourne, Florida, they say more manatees have died in a lagoon plagued by algae and pollution. So they got a real problem here with this algae thing. You might have seen it on the tube. It looks like just green everywhere, but chopped up green. And they call it a bloom. That's what foul water was thrown into the other water, and it created that sensation, sadly. So more than 150 manatees have died in Brevard County since 2012 when this algae bloom wiped out the seagrass that manatees eat. No manatee deaths have been reported since August, but now with this bloom, they have the report of 8 manatee deaths, and that is sad. Boy, and that really angers a lot of environmental people who are all about save the manatees. All right, we'll see you again on the flip side.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.